Today I want to talk about the kingdom of Satan, specifically how to be successful in the kingdom of Satan. And the goal of this talk is to show you how unfair the world works so that you can see the kingdom of God as a better alternative, as the only alternative. So without further ado, let's get into it. First of all, I want to define what success is in the kingdom of Satan. The success in the kingdom of Satan is money, wealth, and power. However much you got it, whoever has the most within their circle is considered successful. Now, the world will tell you, and they will lie to you. Well, they will partially tell you the truth and lie to you. They say, work hard, be determined, perfect your craft, and you'll make it. You'll be successful. And you'll see a lot of quote-unquote successful people who will go on tours teaching people, writing books, having lectures about how to be successful like they are. And they'll tell you these same things and a few things that I'm going to mention later on. But I want to talk about how what it really takes to be successful in the kingdom of Satan. And it has to do with a lot of immorality and things of that nature. So let's get started. First of all, it's about who you know. Having wealth, money, and power has a lot to do with who you know. Who are you connected to? What family did you come from? What class are you a part of? These are the things that are in place. So if you're not a part of that, then you're going to have a harder time being successful. And it just works that way. You know people who got a job because their dad was the supervisor, or their mother is the CEO of the company. And so then now they're coming in and they got a position and you've been working there for 10 years. They just got in and you're like, man, that's not fair. You know, I'm more qualified, more educated, X, Y, Z, yet they're in there. But that's how the world works. It's about connections, about who you know. It's not necessarily about your expertise, your experience, and your qualifications. Certain people are promoted over other people who may be more qualified. This is how it works. You say, well, that's not fair, you know. So if you're not connected to anybody, you're not a part of the family, how do you get in and how do you be successful? Well, the next level of being successful is stroking other people's egos. Kissing up is what they say. Fitting in. Going along with the crowd, even if it's against your own morality. This is how you be successful in the world. You gotta, if you're not part of the family already, you gotta get in there. You gotta connect with the people and stroke egos and tell them how great and how beautiful they are and how awesome they are and constantly throw that at them. And then they say, okay, I'll give you a spot. That's how it works. This may be against your own belief. You may not believe that they're that great. You may not believe that they're that awesome and that beautiful and this and that. But you got to do this. You may have to lie. Or you may have to go pick against your own morality and will or desires just to say this stuff to these people just to get to where you want to go. And that's how it works. That's how you be successful. In Hollywood, when it comes to music, acting, movies, the big screen, fame, etc., sexual requirements are often the thing that you must do in order to get in. So sexual favors, there's a requirement. Okay, you're talented. You worked hard. You perfected your craft. You got to this point. Now, if you want us to take you to the next level, a higher success, you got to have sex with everybody in this room right now. You got to perform oral sex on so-and-so. You got to let them do something to you. I've heard stories from the WWE where a lot of the wrestlers, to become famous, they had to do sexual acts or allow sexual acts to be performed on them by executives and certain people within the organization. It really blew my mind because this organization was about masculinity, it's about men, you know, strength and all this stuff, and he's a bunch of homosexuals. So the Hollywood industry is the same way. You get to a certain point, they call it the casting couch, where you're on a couch having sex with the executive or whatever, doing whatever necessary to get in to the next level. Now they put you in the big movie. Now your name is out there, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing with music. If it's rap, if it's singing, These things that bring great fame and fortune, there's gatekeepers in front of that that say you have to degrade yourself in order to get to what you want. This is how the world works. And you can go on YouTube and find tons of videos or testimonies of people who did it and who didn't do it. This is how the world works. He said, that's not fair. I'm talented. I perfected my craft. I worked hard. I'm educated. How come I can't have this and do this? Well, you're not willing to do what the other guy did or the other woman did to get that promotion, to get that fame, to get that amount of money. You see, that's how it works. It's not fair, but this is Satan's kingdom. And I want to just talk a little bit about why sex and the degrading of yourself sexually, why this is a part of it. And the main reason is why, because Satan is connecting people through sex. Sex binds people to each other. So he uses that to connect you all together. And now you're all part of one big family because you all had sex with each other. And then they use that against you and say, well, you don't say nothing about this. And it's shameful. You can't tell anybody that happened to you. But the shame is so tough that you see why a lot of celebrities, they drinking and they smoking. You see, why they supposed to be happy? They got fame and fortune, but look what they did to get it. That's why they drinking and smoking all the time. That's why they ODing on drugs. That's why they don't want to look at themselves in the mirror. They don't want no mirrors in the house. Because they're shameful for what they've done to get what they wanted. Some say, I sold my soul to the devil. They say that. Now, that could look like you signing a contract with your blood on it. It could look like you sacrificing your children. A lot of celebrities have, it would be some weird story where the celebrity's son got killed or the daughter got killed or some of the families just got killed. It was like this gruesome murder. And then next thing you know, the celebrities rose to fame. He said, what happened? Well, that was connected. They had their family killed as a ritual to appease Satan in exchange for fame and power. This is what's happening because Satan owns and controls this world, this kingdom. These are some of the things you have to do in order to be successful. I'm not saying your hard work, your experience, your talent won't get you anywhere. You're just only going to get a certain level. And then you got these gatekeepers who say, now if you want to be in the big leagues, you got to do all this sexual stuff and moral stuff, and then you'll be elevated. So doing good is not going to get you anywhere. Trying to be a decent, righteous person in this kingdom of Satan and trying to elevate yourself and go someplace, they're not going to allow you to do it. It doesn't work that way. You have to be evil. You got to do things that are against your morality because Satan runs the world. He wants you to be more like him. And so you're going to be finding yourself selling your soul. You're going to be exploiting people. You're going to be manipulating, lying, stealing, cheating, killing, sacrificing your own children or family members, doing whatever is necessary to get to where you need to go. Everybody's doing it. That's what you have to do in order to get there. And that's because that's Satan's requirement for elevation in his kingdom. The higher you want to be in Satan's kingdom, the higher you got to be like Satan. And that's just the way it is. They don't tell you that up front. You find yourself ready to sign a contract for millions of dollars. And they're saying, okay, right before you do this, you got to do X, Y, and Z in order to get this. Hey, brother. Hey, man. Here's a young black male with rap talent or a singing ability. They're saying, well, you got to perform oral sex on this old white producer. You got to have sex with him in order to a sister. She got talent. She can sing. Whatever. Same thing. Let us run a train on you in this executive room and then we'll give you this contract. The higher you go in fame and fortune, these are the things you will be presented with. And you have to make a decision whether or not you're going to go for it or not. This is how you be successful in Satan's kingdom. This is how it works. Let me go a little bit, go back beyond the fame and fortune. And let's go back to just having a job and going higher in your career. The same thing. You wonder, why did this lady here get this promotion and that promotion? She's having sex with the supervisor. She's brown-nosing this and that person. it has to do with class. So you see one person that's white, they got a little higher than the guy that's quote unquote black. He's passed over for a promotion and he has to work twice as hard as the white guy in order to get what he wants to be successful. And at the same time, he has to put up with racism where he's being mistreated every day, disrespected. And he stays in that and has to be abused in order to get to where he wants to go in his level of career. You see, you say that's not fair. It's Satan's kingdom. That's how it works. I'm going to take it a little on a broader scale. If you want to have a great civilization or a great country, if you want to build great wealth, in order to do that in Satan's kingdom, you must enslave other people. That's just the way it works. America, Egypt, they were built that way. Many civilizations, many countries, nations were built that way. This is how it works. How did America be so great? They stole Africans from the west side of Africa. Some of them they bought, the great majority they stole. Families tore them apart, raped them, robbed them, manipulated them, programmed them, enslaved them. They did this and they built all this great wealth. They got all this stuff built for free and very cheap. That's how it works. You want to have a great nation? Steal some people and make them do it. Enslave them into thinking that they have to do this. And then there you go. You got it. But it came at the expense of another human being. You see, that slave or the person that you stole, they have a horrible life, but you have a great life. So you have what you have, that what they call the haves and have nots. The reason why there's people that don't have a lot is because the people who do have took it from the people who don't. You say, well, they didn't have a gun to their head. They set up systems to keep certain groups, and that prevents those people from ever competing with them on a level to where they could actually take their stuff. So they find a way to maintain their wealth by dumbing down the masses and using the masses as slaves. Most people in this country are slaves. If you're white or black, it doesn't matter. You're enslaved on some level. The definition of enslaved is to lose your freedom of choice or action. There's some synonyms, subjugate, suppress, dominate, exploit, persecute. This is what's happening to most people on their job. They're getting paid very little beyond what they, you know, below what they're worth, but they can't do anything about it because if they stand up and say anything about it, they could lose their job. And they're connected to that employer, that company, and that corporation to have food on the table and to have a roof over their head and transportation. They don't understand that there's a way out around that, but we've all been educated to believe that you got to go to school, get a good job, and maintain that job. At the end of the day, you're a slave because you can't stop working. You got to work most of your life, and then maybe when you get old, like 65, as they say, retirement age, then you can stop. But then now, there's like they say, there isn't even no retirement money for you to even retire. So most people are going to keep working for the rest of your life. But you're taught that from school. Now, these families, these wealthy families who are enslaving the rest of the population, they're not teaching their children that. Their children are not doing that. See, this is how you get wealthy and this is how you get power and real control in this world. You got to do it through manipulating people, exploiting people, enslaving people. And this is how this country's built. This is why everybody is mostly poor. And there's classes of poor, but even most white people. They are enslaved. They work a 9-to-5 job or longer. Most of the time is spent at that job, just enough to have a house and a car to go back to for a few hours every day just to come back to the slave camp. And if they give up what they're doing, they don't have any wealth. They have a few dollars in the bank, and that's not enough to sustain them for the rest of their life. They're a slave. Just like Hebrews were stolen from Africa and brought over, and they had a little hut that they would vacate back to after they was working from sun up to sundown, that they were sleeping at night. You got the same thing. You feel like you got your own, but stop working. Just like the slave, if he stopped working on a plantation, he either get shot or if he ran away, now he's on his own. There's no resources available for him. Same thing for you. If you say, I'm not going to be no slave and break away from that and say, I'm not going to submit myself to an employer. I'm not going to be a slave. You're either going to have to build your own business and fight that battle, or you're on your own. They set up a system where you got to be a slave in order to fit in and to have things. Now, there's a way around that, and God can show you how. But my point is that in order to be successful in this system, you have to enslave people, exploit people, step on people, rob people, manipulate people. And that's how it works. That's how you get successful. So this is happening on all levels. On a grander scale, there's several families who own and control whole countries. And they install puppet presidents that have no power to do anything. They do what the family tells them to do because they own and control that country through usury. This is how it works. When you get your success, you have to always fight to maintain it because somebody else is trying to take your position, your fame, your wealth. So it's a constant battle to maintain that. This is the kingdom of Satan. And it's not fair. It's a really cruel environment, and it's either have or you have not. And that's the kingdom of Satan. That's how it works. So you're saying to yourself, that's not fair. Of course it's not fair. It's the kingdom of Satan. But I just wanted to show you how it is versus the kingdom of God. We'll talk about the kingdom of God later on and how that's different, how to be successful in that, and also what success looks like in there. But I just wanted to show you how to be successful in the kingdom of Satan. It's a hot mess. And this is for anybody, you know this. You were passed over for a promotion. You have a supervisor or a president or a director or somebody over you who you feel is incompetent. You feel like, you know, you're not being paid enough. You feel like you're being worked like a slave, because you are. This is all the result of the kingdom of Satan. You say, well, why is that person in charge? Why do they have to be above me? I can do a better job. Well, they did what they did in order to get there. Are you willing to do what's necessary in the kingdom of Satan to get there? And most people are not. You know, I'm not having sex with so-and-so. I'm not going to degrade myself. Well, that's why you're under so-and-so, because they did. This should make you want the kingdom of God even better. But a lot of people say, well, I hate this world. You know, we need to take it over and change and do something different and all that kind of stuff. But the problem with all of that, as I spoke about in the first part of this series, is that no matter who's in charge, it's going to be the same kind of system, because Satan is the ultimate king of the world, of this his world system. So whoever, whatever man gets in charge, he's not going to be benevolent enough. He's not going to be moral enough to make it right for everybody. There won't be a happy kingdom because Satan is running the show. And Satan's not going to allow a righteous man to run his world. He's not going to do that. And God has allowed Satan to have his world and his kingdom inside the kingdom of God. And we talked about that earlier, why he does that. But as long as Satan is running the show and this is his kingdom, there will never be a righteous leader that will take care of the needs of everybody and respect everybody. It's just not going to happen. So this is why this kingdom needs to be overthrown and destroyed. And then the kingdom of God needs to be prominent in the only kingdom left on earth. And so that's what God's eventually going to do. But right now he's allowing bad things to happen. He just lets all. This is one of the questions and answers as to why bad things happen. God says, I'm allowing it. Let people see the difference between me versus Satan. Let people see the difference between a man trying to be his own God and a man submitting to God. See, it's better to just let God run the show and run your life and lead you to where he needs you to go versus you trying to do it yourself. It's better for you to submit to God and say, you're God, I'm just a man, because you don't know what's going to happen around the corner. God does. You see, but going back to what they consider success, money, wealth, and power. In order to get that, you have to do things to hurt people and do all these immoral things just to get it. So my goal of this talk was simply just to get you to understand how the kingdom of Satan works, how to be successful in it. And that's the truth. Now, like I said before, there are people, young people are naive. It's new to them. So they haven't gone through the ranks. They haven't run into this stuff. So they think the world is a nice place. There are older people who say, well, the world's a nice place. It's a decent spot. They're lying, and they don't want to believe the world the way it is. So they walk in denial. That's on them. And then there are people who are, they just know this is how it is. Now, they may not know that there's an alternative kingdom, but they do know that the world is a hot mess, and it's unfair, and it's cold, and it's dark, and it's wicked. And only the wicked are the ones that get the wealth and the riches and the comfort. But we know at the end of the day, God's going to judge those people for their immorality. And he's going to judge them for their sins against other people and against him. And so there is no real success in the kingdom of Satan. It's just temporal wealth and fame and fortune. But at the end of the day, these people end up in a lake of fire. So this isn't the way to go. I would encourage anybody, they want to be successful, get born again, become a child of God, and join the kingdom of God. Don't deal with the kingdom of Satan, because those riches are temporal. And the things that they want you to do, that's destroying your soul. And the more you do those things, the more your soul is darkened to where you can't even come to God. So I'd encourage anybody who's in Hollywood, there's a salvation for you. You can get out of that. God can save you from all of that. I don't care how many demons you got in you. I don't care how bad it is for you, how you feel. God can save you if you want to be saved. He can save you. I don't care how much dirt you've done. He can save you. If you want to be born again, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, you can be saved. You cry out to him and you tell him, Lord, save me from all of this. But you got to be willing to give all that fame and fortune up. He's not letting you keep that. That's not important to him. What's important to him is that you become like him in character and in morality. That's what's important to him. And he'll work out the rest. So next time, people, be born again, walk in the Spirit, and be blessed. We'll be right back.